Today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Ches, and we are holding at the two dots of daf Ayin Zayin of the days, Mitzri v'Adoymi, Einon Asurim. So the Mishnah is going to be going, the Gemara is going back on the Mishnah on daf Ayin Vav of the days that discussed the halachis of an Amoini and a Moyavi, a Mitzri and an Adoymi, regarding whether or not they are allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So we're all familiar with the idea of Geirus. We learned the sugis of Geirus together in Perek HaChoylitz. But there are very important psukim in Parshas Kisetze, Dvarim Perek Chav Gimel, that discuss how not all Geirim, not every non-Jew that converts into Judaism, becomes a full-fledged Yid to the extent that he would be allowed to marry a Yid. Specifically, the Torah discusses four nations, so four of the ancient nations whose descendants would be usher lavoi bekahal, even in the event that they were megayir. The pasuk says lo yavoi amoni umayavi bekal Hashem, that any descendant of amon umayav are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Gam dor asiri lo yavoi lahem, even the 10th generation of amon umayav are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. And as we'll see in the Gemara towards the end of the daf, that even beyond the 10th generation lo ilom bekal Hashem adoylam, like the pasuk says. And the reason the Torah says is twofold. Number one, alvar actually kidmu eschem alechem b'mayim b'derech b'seis Mitzrayim, because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Amon Umayav had an opportunity to do chesed to the Yidden, to bring them lechem, bring them mayim, and they did not. Additionally, to add injury to insult, v'asher sachar alechos b'lo ben ba'or mipsar amnarayim l'kal lechos. So not only did they not try to be gemel chesed with the Yidden, but to the contrary, they tried harming the Yidden by hiring Bilam to go and curse the Yidden. And it's for that reason that the Torah says lo yavoi amoni umayavi b'kal Hashem. Not just that, but lo yisidrei shloimim v'tevasim kol yemech lo'olam, that it's their very specific halacha is Yidden not be too nice to an amoini or mayavi simply because of the way they behaved, the way they treated the Yidden when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. The next halacha mentioned is lo yisaseiv adoimi kiyochichahu lo yisaseiv mitzri kigera yisbarsis. It says the Torah that although lo yisidrei shloimim v'tevasim kol yemech lo'olam regarding amoini or mayavi, that's only amoini or mayav. But there are two other nations who have halachos that make them more strict than an ordinary nation, but not as strict as Amon Umayav. And they are Edoim and Mitzrayim. So the Adoimi and the Mitzri, him you cannot treat in the same bad way as you're allowed or you're obligated to treat the Amoini and the Mayavi, stating that they're not Mutar Lovei Bekal Hashem immediately either. Bonamashi Yevoldu Lehem, says the Torah, Dor Shlishi, only the third generation, Yovei Lehem Bekal Hashem. And as the Gemara will explain, so if a Mitzri becomes a Ger, he himself is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. His son can't marry into Klal Yisrael. His grandson, the third generation, then already Yavir Lehem B'Kal Hashem, but up to the third generation, not. So there are really two categories that encompass four nations. You have Amon Umayav, where the Torah says, Gam Deir Asiri Lo Yavir Lehem B'Kal Hashem Adoylam. Additionally, there's a Loisase of Loisidroish Shloimam V'Toyvasam Koyimech Lo'olam. The second category is Edoim and Mitzrayim. There, the Torah says that there is an Issur for them, Lovei B'Kal Hashem, but only up to the Dor Shlishi. The Dor Shlishi Yovei Lehem B'Kal Hashem. And whereas Amin Umayav, the Torah says, Lois Sidra Shlomim V'Tevasam. Here, the Torah says, Lois Sisayev Adoimi Kiyachichahu, and Lois Sisayev Mitzri Kiger Hoyisa Be'artsoi. We saw in the Mishnah, Machloikis Tanoim, Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, regarding whether a female descendant of Edoim or Mitzrayim, whether she would be also Lovei B'Kal Hashem up to the third door or not. What is it based on? It's based on the Chiddush of the Mishnah, which the Gemara describes in dramatic detail, the story with David HaMelech, where Chazal said that although the Torah says, Lo Yavoi Amoini Mayavi B'Kal Hashem, it's Tafka the males, the Zecharim. But the Amoinis or Mayavis are Mutar Lovei B'Kal Hashem. And it was only because of that that David HaMelech was considered to be Mizera Kosher, because David HaMelech was a descendant of Rus, who was a Moyavia. And if it's true that Lo Yavoi Mayavi B'Kal Hashem, even the Noshim, then David HaMelech would have been Zera Pasul, because although she was Megayer, it would have been also for her to marry into Klal Yisrael. But it was because of the drasha of Amoini V'Lo Amoinis Mayavi V'Lo Mayavis that the Isser applies only to the Scharim, not to the Nekevis, that David HaMelech was considered Zera Kosher. Machlokes in the Mishnah is, what about the Adoimi and the Mitzri? Rav Shimon says, Kal V'Chomer. He says, Madach Amenu Mayav, which are more Chomer, that the Torah says, that Lo Yavoi L'Mekal Hashem Adoilo, even Dara Siri, still there, the Isser is only the Schar, not the Nekeva. It's a Kavu Chomer, the Adoimi and the Mitzri, where the Isser is only two generations, but Dar Shlisha Yover Lehemakal Hashem. Certainly, the two generations that are Asser should only be the Scharim, but they shouldn't be the Nekevis. The Chachamim argued, and we'll see in the Gemara what exactly the Shakla Vitaria would be, why, according to the Chachamim, would the Mitzri and the Adoimi actually be more chomer than the Amoin and the Mayavi with regards to the Nekevis. But before we start the sugi, I just wanted to speak out a dot, and that is that it's kedai to mention right at the onset, the Rambam, in the end of Perik Yud Beis, Hilchas Yisuri Biyah, says that although there are psukim in the Torah that discuss these nations that are also loved by Kal Hashem, and sugyas Hashas primarily in Perik Oral, but in Masechtas Kedushin and Saitits and other areas as well, says the Rambam, this is all not Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa today, this Halacha doesn't apply. I'll read to you the Rambam inside. Kisha'ola Sancheirev Melech Ashur, when Sancheirev, who was the king of Ashur, of the ancient kingdom Assyria, he came to Eretz Yisrael, Bilbo Kala Umais. He was Mavalva the Umais. He mixed the Umais up. The Irvam Zebezeh, the Higloisim and Kaimam. So he took people that were living in Iraq and he moved them to Iran. And people living in Iran, he moved them to Ethiopia. He was Mavalva the Umais. And it's for that reason, says the Rambam, the Elu HaMitzrim Sheba Eretz Mitzrayim. So for example, the people that are living in Mitzrayim today, they're not the original Mitzrayim. V'chein ha'adoimim shabistei edoim. V'hoyo v'nis arbu arba umayso asurois b'cholu umayso el moshe mutarin. And ayois the four nations, amoy moyev edom and Mitzrayim, who the Torah says are also love of B'kal Hashem. We're now mixed up with all the other nations that are mutar love of B'kal Hashem. It's for that reason that hutar akol, now everybody's going to be mutar. Based on the principle, shekala pirish mehem lehiskayer, because any guy today that wants to be megayer, although there's a possibility that maybe he's from one of those four nations, but there's a rule called the parish meruba parish, and the rule is called the parish meruba parish. It's for that reason, says the Rambam, they're going to be mutter. The Rambam says that halacha l'maaseh today it doesn't apply anymore, based on the idea of bas and cheriv ubilbo esa umais. The Rambam says the same thing in Hilchas Melachim, Perikei Halacha Dalet. There the Rambam's discussing the mitzvah saseh that the Yidden had when they entered Eretz Yisrael to destroy any descendant of the seven nations, the Knanim, that were living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. There was an assay of Hacharim Tacharime, mitzvah saseh, and there was also a lois saseh not to kill them or to not allow them to live. The Torah says, "Lo yisachayit kol nesham." Says the Rama, "Mitzvah saseh lahachrim shiva amim shenema hachrim tachrimim." V'chol shabali yadi echad mihemali hargoy hareze oiva b'lo yisaseh shenemar lo yisachayit kol nesham. Adds the Rambam, "The kfar avdu va'avad zichram." Says the Rambam, "Today it doesn't apply because today they're anyways not negeya." Says the Radvaz, "What does the Rambam mean? Umash kosav v'kfar avad zichram lefisha basan chayriv ubilbel esa oilam ayin Rambam hilchos yisuri." So based on the same idea that today we don't know who anyone is, so just like we don't know who Amun Umayyav and Edom and Mitzrayim is, so too says the Rambam, we don't know today who the Shiva Amim are. And being that we don't know who the Knanim are, who's Chivi, who's Girgashi, who's Chiti, we don't know these people. So it's for that reason, the halach of Leizachai Kol Neshama doesn't apply, because Kol Deparish Meruba Parish, you're going to have to leave these people alive. But just one very geshmaka thing, that is the next Rambam, halach ahe. The Chain says the Rambam, mitzvah saseh, la'abed zecher amolek, shenemar, timcha ez zecher amolek. They say over Reb Chaim, the Reb Chaim Briska asked, that how come the Rambam over here, when he brings the mitzvah to destroy Amalek, he doesn't add what he added to the end of the previous halacha, halacha dalid, regarding l'sachayi kol neshama, and that is v'kfar avdu v'avad zichram. Meaning, just like the Rambam says, we don't know today who the Shiva Salamim are, and we don't know who Amin Umayyav Edom Mitzrayim is, and for that reason, all those halachas don't apply. The Rambam should have said that the mitzvah Limchois es zecher Amalek shouldn't apply either, simply because we don't know who Amalek is either. Azayit Reb Chaim gefrecht. Reb Chaim said, Gvaldik. He said that the Torah says by Amalek, Timcha es zecher Amalek. So what does zecher Amalek mean? So Reb Chaim says, zecher Amalek means the hashkofa of Amalek. It means the sheet of Amalek. The melchama keneged Amalek is not a melchama keneged the physical existence of Amalek, but it's a melchama against the sheet of the hashkofa, what exactly it is that Amalek stands for. So Reb Chaim said that if 2,000 years after we don't know who Amalek is, there would be a group of people who would profess what it is that Amalek stood for. V'lo yorei elikim, asher karcha baderech, Chazal say they used to be chaytech the brismilas v'zarkum klapi milo, the kfira that Amalek represented. If it exists today, there's a mitzvah to wipe out that zecher, whether the person you're killing or the mechama of the nation that you're fighting against are Amalekim or otherwise. So it's dafka regarding the shivasa umois, and it's dafka regarding Amin Moyev and the Mitzrayim. We're there, it's totally in the nation itself. So the Rambam says, Basan Kher Vibulas Umois, we don't know who they are. So that wouldn't be Negev Bismanazeh. But Amalek, the Muhammad, was never Kineged the Amalekim. It was Timcha Zecher Amalek. Zecher Amalek, Reb Chaim says, exists in the world today. And being that it exists today, whether they're Amalekim or not, the mitzvah to go Kineged Zecher Amalek is something that would apply to Bismanazeh. So just a little akdoma, and that is, again, that these halachis are not Negev Bismanazeh, based on the fact that Basan Kherif Ubibulas Umay is stating that. If we have some time, we'll speak out a nice tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Shailas Yaivitz, which maybe suggests a little bit differently. Good. Zok to Gemara. Mitzri v'adoimi einan asurim. So again, the Mishnah said that Rav Shimon was matter than a keves miyat, that just like amoini v'lei amoinis mayavi v'lei mayavis, so Rav Shimon said, kal v'chaymer, that if an amoinis and a mayavis who are osir Israel more than early, it's only the scharim, not the nekevos. So Edoim and Mitzrayim would have to be the same exact thing. So the Mishnah said, I'm reading from the Mishnah quickly, and that was Armulei. They told Reb Shimon, "Im halacha nekabel." If you know this as halacha l'moishim yisinai, then we'll accept it. Then it is what it is. Meaning, although scharim v'lein nekevos by amun umayev, but not scharim v'lein nekevos b'negei edim and Mitzrayim. But the im ledin, if you're basing it on a kal v'chomer, yesh tshuva. We can answer this kal v'chomer. Amalehem, Reb Shimon told him, "Loi ki." Halacha ani yomer. The Gemara will explain what exactly is going on. Says the Gemara, my tshuva. The Rabbanan told Reb Shimon, we have a tshuva. We can respond to your kal v'chomer. What's the response? Omer Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yechon, Amishum Dikel Meimer. Because you could always say arayas v'chichu. You could bring arayah from the arayah. Shle also ben melach lishadaris. Because all the arayas are only also up to three generations. What does that mean? It means a person is also in his wife's, let's say, mother and grandmother. It's three deiris that arayas always is. And still, it's Echad Scharim, the Echad Nekevos. So just because the Isser only applies up to three Deiris doesn't necessarily imply that it has to be Scharim V'lein Nekevos. So too, Adoimi and Mitzri, although the Torah says it's only Asa for three Deiris, maybe it's going to be Zecharin and Nekevos as well. But the Gemara says, Mal Arayah King Karis. You can't bring Arayah from Arayah. Arayah is much more chomer than the Isser of Adoimi and Mitzri. Adoimi and Mitzri is only an Isser Aseh. It doesn't even say Alois Aseh in the Torah. By Amin Umayyav, it says, Lo Yavai Amoini Umayyavi Bekal Hashem. That's Alois Aseh. By Adoimi and Mitzri, it just says, Bonimashi Yevoldu Lehem Dor Shlishi Yavai Bekal Hashem. This pasuk, incidentally, is the paradigm of an Isser Aseh. You find often in Halacha, there's a Mitzvah Aseh. There's a mitzvah loy sase, then there's an isser sase. It's not a mitzvah sase, it's an isser, but it's also not a loy sase. The paradigm that's usually used is this isser of mitzri ve'adaymi. It doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to marry them for two dairas. What it says is that in the third generation, the mutal leva b'kal Hashem, which implies that there's an isser for the first two generations. But all it is an isser sase, it's less chomer than arayas, so maybe there it would be schorim, but in a cave, it can't bring arayah from arayas. But the Gemara says, mamzer yechiach, I'll bring you arayah from mamzer. Mamzer is also echad scharim the echad nekevois, and mamzer is not karis. But malam mamzer shekain any roi love b'kal lo'ilam. But mamzer is lo'ilam. The whole discussion over here is edoimi and mitzri, because all it is up to three doiras. But the Gemara says arayas yichichu. I'll prove from arayas that Olam is not relevant. It's possible for it to only be three days and still be Zecharim and Nekevos. V'chazer Adin, Leiroi Zekeroi Zeh, V'loiroi Zekeroi Zeh. HaTzad HaShava Shebehema, we're left with is a classic Tzad HaShava, and that is, you see by Arayas and Mamzer, that what they both have in common is She'asurim, that there's an Isser Bia, and V'echad Zecharim, V'echad Nekevos, and the Isser applies to Zecharim and Nekevos. Afana Yavi Mitzri, U Mitzris, She'yu Asurim, Echad Zecharim, V'echad Nekevos. So too I could learn Adoimi and Mitzri, that you'll have the same halach. Although it's three doiras, still echad scharim echad nechevos, and although mayavi and amoini is mayavi v'le mayavis amoini v'le amoinis, that's that. Adoimi and Mitzri is going to be a scharim and nechevos. Ma'la tzad ha-sheva shebehem, but the Gemara says, even the tzad ha-sheva, even arayos and mamzer, both have a common denominator of a tzad ha-chomer that should again not allow me to learn Adoimi and Mitzri from them, and that is shekin yesh behem tzad karis, because they both have a tzad karis. Arayas is the tzad karis is, the bia itself is an issa karis. And mamzer, although the bia is not an issa karis, but it came about through a chayve krisis. How do you become a mamzer? Rabbi Akiva says chayve ladim, but we don't pass on Rabbi Akiva. You become a mamzer through a bia of koris. So there was a tzad koris that was involved. So the Gemara says, true, v'rabbanon, you're right. The Rabbanon didn't mean to make a tzad ashova from arayos and mamzer, but rather what they meant to say was a tzad ashova is from arayos and cholol. The chayve yasei u'krab Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's shita is that a child can become a cholol if a koyein had the child through a bia that involved isirasei, even if it didn't involve loisasei, such as if a kohen gadol would be boyel or beula, who he's not allowed to only because of an isirasei. Torah says psula tikach, but it's only an isirasei, it's not a loisasei. That child would be a cholol. The cholol would be echad scharin ve'echad nekevos. So the tzad hashava would be from arayos, you see, up to three doiris. Mala arayos, shekein, it's chorus, cholo teichiach. And you can't tell me that there's a tzad chorus, because there is no tzad chorus when it comes to cholo. Rashi says, why couldn't the Gemara learn it from a tzad hashava v'arayas and cholo, even not like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Every cholo comes from a chayvi lavin, if you don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So a chayvi assay doesn't beget a cholol. A chayve lavin does, and chayve lavin is also not a tzad chorus. But Rashi says, then the Gemara would have asked, mala tzad hashava shabahem, shakein chayve lavin, as opposed to Adonia Mitzri, which is only an Isra Aseh. So the Gemara preempted that question, and the Gemara said, we mean Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that there's an Isra Aseh is enough to create a cholol, and still you see Echa Tzcharim Echa Nekevois. That is the tzad hashava. Umay loiki, what did Rabbi Shimon mean when he said, loiki halacha ani yomer? It sounds very wordy, so he meant to say like this. Lidi dileis rila Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov. To me, your whole tshuva on my kal v'chomer is meaningless, because I don't hold Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov. I don't hold you could become a cholo from an iser aseh. And even lidi tchudis rila chuk Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, even you that do hold Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov, halacha ani yomer, I'm telling you, it's halacha l'meishim yisinai, so that forget kal v'chomers and forget pirches. The bottom line is, I'm right. I was just giving you a kal v'chomer to make a case logically, why I should be right. So even if you have an argument, a tshuva, my kal v'chomer, at the end of the day, I'm telling you, I have no this from halacha l'meishim yisinai, and it's for that reason the halacha will be like I'm saying. Tanya, Amar Rav Shimon, we have a braisa that elaborates a little bit what Rav Shimon told the Chachamim. Rav Shimon said, halacha ani yomer, v'oi, he said, not just that, mikra misayeni. I've arrived from the pasuk, because the pasuk says, bonim, ashe yivodu lehem dar shlishi, and we darshim, bonim, v'loi bonois. Tan rabbanon in a braisa. Bonim, v'loi bonois. The Rav Shimon, this is the same sheet as Rav Shimon. That again, bonim, v'loi bonois, edoimi, and mitzri, it's only the scharim, not the nekevus. Om Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda argued, he said, harei yomer, it says, bonim, ashe yivodu lehem dar shlishi, and the word words Ashe Yivoldu are extra, and Rabbi Yehuda said Ashe Yivoldu comes to be marba, that any child that's born, even if it's not a ben, even if it's a bas, hakosav talam aleda, the halacha is going to be that it's going to be asas. Rabbi Yehuda is the chachamim in our Mishnah, arguing with Rabbi Shimon that bonim is lavdavka, but Ashe Yivoldu, to the contrary, is a raya that ben is lavdavka, even bas. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, ilav dam Rabbi Yehuda kosav talam aleda, were it not for the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said that the Isser Adoimi Umitzri applies to Scharim and Akevois, Loi Motzo Yoda Viragla Bebeis HaMedrash. Rabbi Yehuda would have had a major issue on his hand. He would have had a lot of explaining to do, so much so that he would not have his foothold in Beis HaMedrash. Because Kivan Dama Marcus, we know Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Kahal Geir Mikri Kahal, that when someone's also Lover Bakal, not only is he not allowed to marry an ordinary Yid, but he's not allowed to marry a Ger either. Mitzri Sheini B'mayi Toer. How exactly can you ever have a dor shlishi of a mitzri? It's not going to be possible, because in order for the mitzri to have a dor shlishi, the mitzri would have had to have married somebody. So the question is, who exactly did the mitzri marry? He married the mitzris. If the mitzris herself is asar lavoi bekal up until the dor shlishi, so she herself is not allowed to marry a Mitzri Rishon or a Mitzri Sheni. So how exactly is it ever going to be possible to come on to a Mitzri Shlishi? So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Dilma di'i avav enosef. Maybe enachanami l'katchilo, you're not allowed to marry. A Mitzri Rishon can't marry a Mitzri Rishon. But b'di'eved, we don't pass on with Rabbi Akiva. We hold a Kedushas Tevus b'chayvi lavin, certainly here, which is only in Isra Aseh. So maybe it means b'di'eved. But the Gemara says, it can't be that the whole halacha of Mitzri Shlishi that's allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael is discussing a case of a di'i avav enosef, because the Eloi siv kra, because the Torah wouldn't eat like siv kra. The Torah is not going to tell me halacha that only is relevant in the event that somebody was over an iser. The Gemara says, really? Hari mamzer. The whole concept of mamzer comes about through an illicit chayvei krisos. V'kasrei kra, and so the Torah said it. So the Gemara says, d'ili sura kasav. Isser, a chumra that comes as a result of an isser that was done, that the Torah will mention. But the ila hetera lekasev, to tell me that hetera, what's that hetera, that the third jdur is allowed to marry in, that we're not going to say. But the Gemara says, hari machse grushasei the ila hetera v'kasev, machse grushasei, there's a halach of heter that's learned out from the parasha machse grushasei, and that is that if somebody marries someone is machse grushasei, the children themselves are kshirim. He toyeva, the imbonel toyevin. And that's a heter that's learned from the parasha Machzer Grushasai. Now, the whole parasha Machzer Grushasai is only relevant in the event that somebody did an Isser. Otherwise, there'd be no children. And still, the Torah wrote it. So the Gemara says, Hasa Mishum Ikari Surah Hudakasve. The Torah wrote it over there because of Ikari Surah. However, where it and once we mention the Iker Isser Machzer Grushasai, so Bederech Agav, we also mention this Isser as well. So just one nice thing to speak out, and that is the Gemara is discussing over here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda says that Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, that a Ger is not allowed to marry anyone that the people that are also loving Bakal are allowed to marry. We have a little bit of a situation here. And that is, how is it ever possible to have a third generation Mitzri that's going to be Mutta loving Bakal? The Mitzri is going to marry a regular Yid, and not allowed to. Elamai, he's going to marry a Mitzris. The problem is, or any other Giyuris for that matter. The problem is, if Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal, a Giyuris is not allowed to marry someone that's also loving Bakal, how is it ever going to be possible for someone to marry in to the Kahal? That is the Gemara's issue that the Gemara had in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, and Zagoyis in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Aleph, Halacha Tes, brings an raya to a tremendous chiddush from this Gemara. And this you have to be Rabbi Kiveger to be able to see this. Classic. The Mechaber, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, says, Suma lo yishchei l'katchila. This is interesting. A Suma is not allowed to shecht l'katchila. Unless other people are watching him. Otherwise, it's too much in shecht. However, if he does shecht, it's going to be fine. Says Rabbi Kiveger over here in as Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch. He says, I didn't find any poisek that should argue with this halacha that says that b'di'eved asuma that shecht, as long as somebody's watching it, make sure everything went well, the shechita is going to be kosher. Fake Rabbi Kiveger v'lechayra v'shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The choshesh t'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The suma patam in ha-mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda's shechita is that asuma is patam in ha-mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he quotes a Magad Avram, who quotes this Rabbeinu Yeruchim that says that l'katchila we should be chayesh v'shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So if you're discussing dini dei raisa, maybe don't rely on asuma, because asuma, according to Rabbi Yehuda's patam in ha-mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Yeruchim said that you have to be chayesh l'katchila for shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So fake Rabbi Kiveger, that shitas Rabbeinu Yeruchim should have argued with this Mechaber, because the Mechaber is allowing a Suma to do Shechita. Now, a Goy can't do Shechita. If a Goy shechts, the food that you eat is going to be Nevela. Freight Reb Kiveger, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim then, meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Suma is part of the mitzvahs. If a Suma shechts, it's like a Goy shechts. It's going to be Nevela. So how come Rabbeinu Yeruchim didn't say that L'katchila make sure that a Suma doesn't shecht? Mechaber says, M'shachat Shechitasik Sheira, if we're going to be nizah for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it should be a problem. Zok Rab Kiveger, you have to say that although Rabbi Yehuda says that Suma is potam in ha-mitzvahs, it's only from mitzvahs asay that Rabbi Yehuda said a Suma is going to be potam from. But from mitzvahs lois asay, there a Suma, Rabbi Yehuda's maida is going to be chai. Meaning a Suma is not allowed to just go ahead and do all these surim in the Torah. He's potam from mitzvahs asay. But all the lois asay, he's going to be muzer on. If he's going to be muzer on all the lois asay, he is muzer on the isin avela. The reason a guy can't shecht is because only someone that's muzer on isin avela is shaykh to shechita. A Suma who's muzer and isn't available. Why? Because it's a lois asay, and even Suma Patam and Avitzvah only means asay, not lois asay. He will be able to shech. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. And for that reason, then, there's no chiluk over here on this halacha, because even Rabbeinu Yeruchim would agree that Shitas Rabbi Yehuda Suma Patam and Avitzvah is not applicable, because here we're dealing a lois asay, you're not dealing with an asay. Zok Rabbi Kiveger, I have a Ryan Neflah to what I just said. That even Rabbi Yehuda that holds Suma's Patam and Avitzvah, it's Tafka Mitzvah asay, but it's not going to be Mitzvah lois asay. He says, why? Because we have a Gemara in Perek Ha'aruch. The Gemara is trying to figure out that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how is it that holds that kal gerim ikri kal? So just like a mitzri rishon, mitzri sheni is not allowed to marry a regular yid, so too a mitzri rishon, a mitzri sheni is not allowed to marry a ger either. How is it ever possible to have a mitzri shlishi? Frank of Kiveger, I have a great etzah. It's talking about a mitzris or a geyeris, or even a regular Bas Yisrael that was a Suma. And a Yois Suma's Potem in a mitzvah, she doesn't have the Yisrael of Mitzri Rishon and Mitzri Sheni. So Mitzri married a Suma. It was done by Heter, the third generation, the Dar Shlishi. Everything is going to be fine. Zokrub Kiveger, it's a Raya, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Lashita Sayal, Sumas Patam and Amitzvahs. I have a great eight, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Must be that here it's Isser. And yes, it's Isser. Rabbi Yehuda never said as Alacha that Sumas Patam and Amitzvahs by Yisurim. He only said it by Mitzvahs Asay. And for that reason, fight the Tanur Rabbanim. In them are Bonim, it said in the Pasig, Bonim Ashe Yivoldu Lahem. You have to have cheshbin of some of the previous staff and everyone. Bonim Ashe Yivoldu Lahem. Dor shlishi yovei lahem bekal Hashem, says the Brisa. Tanu rabbanim nemar bonim loma nemar deirois. The Gemara is being medayik the pasuk bonim asher yivoldu lahem dor shlishi yovei lahem bekal Hashem. It seems to be number one redundant, and also why bonim and then dor. So it says the Gemara im nemar bonim loma nemar deirois im nemar deirois loma nemar bonim im nemar bonim v'loy nemar deirois. Had it said just bonim, I would have thought ben rishim v'sheni yasa shlishi muter. I would have thought it means the third son. So even in the same generation, a mitzri became a ger, and now he had three sons. The third son is going to be mutter. Like achnam adiris, it's the third dor. Then nemidiris had it said dorus loyim abanim and not banim. You say, I would have thought lo isin or im deman arsinai. I would have thought it meant only the third generation for the dor ha midbar. Look. But maybe in future generations, this halacha doesn't apply at all. Kachnem abanim, that even your sons in future generations are going to have this halacha as well. Now the Gemara is medayik. The pasuk says the word lahem twice in this pasuk. Bonim asher yivoldu lahem, dor shlishi yavoi lahem bekal Hashem. Says the Gemara, what does the word lahem mean? It seems to be extra. Lahem mehem mane, third generation is mutter. Third to what? Is it the third child, meaning the mitzri himself that was Megayer? Is he the first generation or his son the first generation? Bonim asher yivoldu lahem is mehem, from the ger himself, he's the first dar. So his son is the mitzri sheni, and his grandson's going to be the mitzri shlishi. The second lahem is coming to teach me the holach achar psulon, that if there is a husband and a wife, a man and a woman, one of them is a mitzri, the other one, let's say, comes from some other nation, so you have to look at the child as a mitzri. You always look at the one that's pasul, and that's how you define the child. So as long as one of the parents is going to be a mitzri, the children are going to be mitzriim as well, and they're going to be asalavai until the third generation. The Gemara now asks that although banim asher yivoldu lahem, we just said mehem mane, sounds like start counting three from the ger himself, but the word asher yivoldu doesn't sound that way. Banim asher yivoldu lahem, it sounds like you're starting to count from the asher yivoldu, from the children. Can't be that's what it means, because then you would have a stira. So the Gemara says v'itzrich lemichtav lahem v'itzrich lemichtav asher yivoldu. Because of Rechman asher yivoldu, had it said asher yivoldu not lahem, that's what the Brisa just said. Hava mina mibnei mane, I would have thought start counting from the children. Because of Rechman lahem. Because Rachman Olehem and had it said Lohem and Nana Sheivoldu Hava Mino Mitzris Mu'uberesh and Isgaira Hiu Benochad. If a Mitzris is Megayer together with her fetus that she's carrying, I would have thought that that child should be also a Mitzris Rishayna Kasa Rachmana Asheivoldu. That it starts counting from when the child is born, and it's for that reason that the mitzvah mu'uberes, when the child is born, if it's after the geirus already, that child's going to be already a mitzri sheni, is not going to be a mitzri rishon. In other words, what the Gemara just said was that although asher yivoldu sounds a little bit like you should start counting three from the child, it's incorrect. Really, you start counting from the ger himself. And you know that from Lohem, which teaches me Mehem Mane. I, Asher Yivoldu, is misleading. Asher Yivoldu is coming to tell me something else. Asher Yivoldu is coming to tell me that if she was a Mu'uberes, the child is still going to be considered a Mitzri Sheni, being that Asher Yivoldu, the child, was born after the Geiris, and that's exactly when you define it. Another Diak, the Gemara says, V'itzrich lemichtav lahem, hacha, V'itzrich lemichtav loy gabi mamza. The second Lohem, the Brisa said, is coming to teach me that if there's one Pasul and one Kasher, father and mother, So the halacha is halach achar psulon. You go based on the pasul. The kasha that the Gemara has over here is that by mamzer it says loy as well. I thought I had the pasul here on the side. I don't. But there too, the Torah throws in the word loy, and the Gemara darshins the same exact drasha that mamzer it says loy over there to teach me that it's the same halacha that you go based on the psul. So the question is, why do I need it? I'm sorry. Yeah, so why do I need it by...
No,
that's not it. There you go. Lo yovei mamzer bekal Hashem, gam doir asiri lo yovei loy bekal Hashem. So the loy is very similar to the lohem, to teach me that halach achar psulon. So why do I need halach achar psulon by mamzer, and why do I need halach achar psulon by mitzri ve'adoymi, says the Gemara, pasha dikas rechman ha'achem ishon ba'mi tipa psula. Yeah, it only said it over here. I would have thought, tipa psula, the mitzri, adoymi, then... They're gerim. Abu mamzer the bami tipek chera, where everybody is legitimate yidden. Eim aloy. Maybe there's no halacha of halakha kapsula because of gabi mamzer b'shem neim ro'alav bekal loyla, because their mamzer is even more chamur than the mitzri ve'adoymi. Although the child came from tipek chera. Abu halacha, but over here eim aloy says the gemara tzricha. Omer rabbe bar bachan omer biyechanan mitzri sheni shenasa mitzri rishayna a mitzri sheni that married a mitzri rishayna b'nas shlishi. The child has a din of a shlishi. B'nas shlishi avoy alma kasavar. So you see, wait, you see from here that the child is defined based on the father, not based on the mother. In other words, the Gemara is going to discuss now, really from here until the end of the Amud, what if one parent is a Mitzri Rishon and the other parent is a Mitzri Sheni? Now the child, is it a Mitzri Sheni based on the one parent or a Mitzri Shlishi based on the other parents? Rabbi Yechanan said that if the man, the father, was a Mitzri Sheni, and he married a Mitzri Rishayna, she's the mother, but no, the child is going to be a Shlishi. Alma Kasava, Basar Di De Shadinan. It sounds like you go based on the father. Masr, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Tarfin Oimer, Yechayla Mamzein Litar, Rabbi Tarfin said, a tremendous Chiddish, he had a patent, how a Mamzer could become Ravai La B'Kal Hashem. What did he say? Mamzer Nasa Shifcha, marry a Shifcha Knanis, if he does, Avlad Eved, the child is going to be an Eved. The child's not going to be a mamzer, because if the mother's not Jewish, the child's going to be not Jewish. So let the mamzer marry this shivcha kenanis, which halachically sometimes he can, and if he's going to become an Eved Ivri, let's say, so he's going to marry a shivcha kenanis, he marries a shivcha kenanis, be meshach, they'll have children, be meshachru the children. Children are not mamzerim, and they're going to be ksherim, nimtza ben chayrim, alma. But what do you see from here? Basa di dasha dinale. That if a mamzer would marry a shivcha knanis, the child is not a mamzer, but goes based on the mother. So you see that you don't go basa di day, you go basa di dasha. How come if a mitzri sheni would marry a mitzri rishayna, the child would be a mitzri shlishi? You see that you go based on the mother, not based on the father. Says the gemara shani hasam that my kar yishiv ladeh tiyul ladeh. Now there it's different. When it comes to a shivcha, it comes to a non-Jew. There the halacha is that if your mother's not Jewish, you're not Jewish. But that's based on a pasuk, isha v'yolodeh t'yoladineh. But ordinarily, that's not what the halach is going to be. Masav Rava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yomim, Ger Mitzri, Ha'yuli Chavim, Tabid Rabbi Akiva. Min Yomim was a Ger Mitzri, and he was one of my friends, Rabbi Yehuda said. We learned together in Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So was Min Yomim, who was an Egyptian convert. V'amar, Min Yomim said as follows, Ani Mitzri Rishon. I myself was Magar. I'm what's called in halacha a Mitzri Rishon. Nice to meet you. V'nasasi Mitzris Rishayna. I married a Mitzris Rishayna. I'm going to have my son marry a mitzvah shnia, kedeshi abemini, so that my enikol will be rabbi lavoi bekat. Freak the gemara of Yisrael gadai dechmasri didei shadinan lei. Now, if we don't really care what where the mother is in the pecking order, we only care where the father is. Afilu rishayna nami. Even if his son would have married a rishayna, still the child would have been a mitzvah shlishi, because as long as he's a mitzvah sheni, everything's going to be fine. Says the gemara. True. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Latana. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Latana. Min Yamin never meant to say that his son's going to have to marry a Shnia. Even if his son marries a Rishayna, as long as he's a Sheni, his child is going to end up being a Shlishi. Incidentally, Tosfos on Daf Ayin Vav on the base asked this Gemara based on the Rambam that we began with, Basan Cheruv Bilbul Es Omois. Rabbi Akiva and Minyamin Gera Mitzri and Rabbi Yehuda, the three people mentioned in this story, all lived after Sancheriv. So why was he worried about the halachas of Mitzri Rishayna, Mitzri Shnia? And it's based on that Tosfos brings that it could be that Mitzrayim, the Mitzriim, were excluded from Sancheriv being Mevalbul Es Omois, and it could be halacha l'maisa bizmanazeh. It would be aser to marry an Egyptian convert because Basan Cheruv Bilbul Es Omois does not apply to Mitzrayim. And the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Simon Dalid, he brings such a shita, he brings a yesh oimrim, that it could be halacha l'maisa bezman hazeh, would be aser to marry a Mitzri. Ayin Shom, it's a long toast from the Chayin Zav, Amid Beis. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amal Eabaya, Amara, Akiyas Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yechanan, Mitzri Sheni Shinas, Mitzri Shaino, when Rav Dimi came, he said over the name of Rav Yechanan differently. He said that if a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Shaino, but not Sheni, that the child is going to be a Sheni. Alma, Basar, Ime, Shadinale. So you see, you go not based on the father, but rather based on the Gemara. Now, the Gemara doesn't speak this out, but it's going to be clear from the rest of the Gemara that this tzad, that you should go based on the mother, would be totally in the machloikis of Uba Yerachimoy and Uba Lav Yerachimoy. So without getting into the machloikis now, but if you hold Uba Yerachimoy, then it would make sense that the child should be defined based on the mother. But if you hold Uba Lav Yerachimoy, then it should be defined based on the mother. So if Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Basar Ime Shadinon, it would mean that he holds Uba Yerachimoy. And based on that, the Gemara asks Akasha. Amalei Abayas, Abayas Rav Dimi, is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan hold? Said Uba Yerachimoy, Alhadam Rabbi Yochanan, if Ishchatas Meuberes, if somebody did an Avera for which he has to bring a carbon chatas, and he now was Mafrish, a carbon for his chatas. This carbon, this animal, was meuberes. So there were really two animals. Vialda, and now this animal gave birth. Rotzam eschaper ba, rotzam eschaper bevod. He has a choice. If he wants, he can use the mother. If he wants, he can use the child. Says the Gemara. I am Rebishlami ubalabi erchimai, who bishlami from Yechanan holds that ubalabi erchimai, havali kamavish techatois. That means the child was not considered a part of the mother, but rather was considered an independent being. So you were essentially mafish to behemoths, the mother and the meuberes, the child that the mother was carrying. And the halacha is that if someone is mafish techatois lachrais, v'amarev hoshia, hifish techatois lachrais, mischabe ba'achas mehem. You can take one, fashniya tira, you can choose whichever one you want. So that's very nice. So Rabbi Yechanan said, rotzam mischaper ba, rotzam mischaper bevlada, eli yamad ubi yerachimayu, but if Rabbi Yechanan holds ubi yerachimayu, then when the mother was muberes, it wasn't an independent existence. I mean, you are mafrish, one animal. It just so happens that now that animal gave birth to another animal. So that second animal has a din of Vlad Chatos. And the Vlad Chatos is one of the Chomesh Chatos HaMesos. U Vlad Chatos, Lemisa Ozol, you have to kill. So from the fact Rabbi Yechanan said, Rotzem Eschaper Bo, Rotzem Eschaper Bo Vlada, it comes out in Cheshbin of the Sugis and Kachim. And the Sugis of Uba Yerachim, Uba Lav Yerachimoy. Rabbi Yechanan must be of the opinion that Uba Lav Yerachimoy. If Rabbi Yechanan holds Uba Lav Yerachimoy, then it makes sense that you should go busser the father, not busser the mother. So the Gemara says, Ishtik. So the Gemara says, he was, so Rav Dimi was quiet. Amalei, so he told him, Dilma Shani Hosam. Abaye said, Dilma Shani Hosam, I have an answer. Maybe there it's different. The Chsiv, Ashe Yivaldu, Hakasav Tali Beleida, like the Gemara said earlier, according to Rav Yehuda, it says Ashe Yivaldu, there's a Riboy, Hakasav Tali Beleida, and it's for that reason that you go based on the mother, meaning not because Uba Lav Yerachimoy, but simply because it's Exeris Hakasav of Avak, not because of Uba Yerachimoy, but because it's Exeris Hakasav, Hakasav Tali Beleida. Amalei, so Rav Dimi heard what Abaye said, so he told him, Karkafno Chazisi L'Reshach, you know, you're saying, Dilma, maybe as if it's your own Svara, I saw your head, Beni Amudi, standing in between the beams, in Rabbi Yechon's Beis Medrash, when he said over this halach, Kiyom Rabbi Yechon L'Hashmaita, Taim Edechsev Ashe Yivaldu, Haba Alma, no, period. Meaning, you're Baya, you're right, and not only are you right, you heard it from Rabbi Yechanan, so don't say it as if it's your own chaf to maybe answer this question. I happen to know that you heard it yourself. You know a little bit of the history of the Tanam and Amiram, you can't understand this Gemara Kipshutai. And Tosfos is right on it. It's not possible. Abaye L'chayre didn't see Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Abaye lived in Chutz La'aretz. Could be Abaye was in Eretz Yisrael at some point. But it doesn't really sound reasonable. Tosfos says that it wasn't Abaye that heard it directly. Abaye heard it from his Rebbe Rabba. Rabba, Abaye always referred to Rebbe as Mar. That was his Rebbe. Rabbi heard it from Rabbi Yochanan. But it wasn't that Abaye heard it directly. Says the Gemara. So it comes out then that really that time of the Ksiv Asha Yivaldu. That it, because it says Asha Yivaldu, it's for that reason Rabbi Yochanan says you go Besa the mother. Haba Alma, but otherwise Uber Lav Yerech Imoy and Uber Lav Yerechima, you'd go based on the father. Haba Amo Basar Avu Shadina Le Elohadam Rava Rava said Nachris Muberish in Iskaira, a Nachris, a non-Jewish woman who was also pregnant that became a Geiris. But not Yitzarech Tvila. When the child is born, you don't have to toivel the child for Geirus. Amai Yitzarech Tvila. Why not? And the Gemara's kasha is Bishleima. If you hold that Uber Yerech imoy, so then you'll say that the tefillah that the mother had, the child had as well. But if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, then they're two separate beings. And if they're two separate beings, then it should come out that the mother was mafsik as a chatzitza for the child's tefillah. The Chitema says the Gemara, Mishum the Rabbi Yitzchak, I know what you're going to tell me. Kodam Rabbi Yitzchak said, we've had this a bunch of times together. Ruba Yom Akbedal, if somebody has a chatzitza that covers the majority of the person or the keli that you're being toivel, Umakbedal, and it's a chatzitza that upsets you, or bothers you, you're not happy about it, then chotzitz. But Ruba Yishayne Makbed, if it covers the majority of it, but you don't care about it, or Ene chotzitz, then you... What's that?
Why didn't he
feel at all? He was born already because Hirasi was Shalei B'Kedusha. Maybe that's the reason. He was conceived Shalei B'Kedusha. But the Gemara says, Vamar Rav Kahana said that although it's true that a Rubai She'enoi Makbid Olav is not a Chatzitza, but Loishanu El Rubai. That's only if it's Rubai. Avo Kuloi, if it's the entire, then Chaytzeis, and it is going to be a Chatzitza. So the Gemara says, Shani Uber Dahin Ravise. Uber, even though it's Mafsik Legamri, it's Kuloi, it's not considered a Chatzitza because that's the natural way that the Uber grows. So it's for that reason that it would never be considered a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, Kiyosu Rabbi Nomer Yechanan, Ubumos Holach Achar Azochar. When it comes to a man and woman, father and mother, of umois, non-Jews, you always go based on the father. Niskayru, if they were megayer, then holach achar pogum shebishneim. The Gemara explains. Bumos holach achar azochar. Where is that going to be negeya? So be negeya the iser loisachai kol neshama. Loisachai kol neshama applies to the shiva umois, but anyone from any of the other nations does not have the halacha of loisachai kol neshama. So if the father is a chivi and the mother is from Kushi, so he is, she's not. You always go based on the father. Then you're going to go achar ha-zachar. If it's the reverse, then you're going to, it won't be a problem. Meaning, whatever the father is, that's what the halachic status of the child is going to be. How do you know that if somebody from one of the nations was balaknanis and has a child, that you're allowed to buy this child? Meaning, there's no iser of loisachaya kol neshama. There's no asay of hachrim tachrimim. Shenemar vegam bebnei atishovim hagorim imachem mehem tiknu. Yochel afilu echman haknanim shabal lachsman umis vayelu ben chater rishay luknoisay bevin. What about the reverse? If the man was from Knani and he was ba on a woman that's from a different nation, that there too you're allowed to, you have a Joshua that says you're not allowed to. Asher hoylidu ba'aretzachem, min hayloidim ba'aretzachem, v'loy min hagorim ba'aretzachem. In other words, if the father's a Kanani, it's a problem. If the mother's a Kanani, it's not a problem. Because the umay is holach achar azachar. What was the second thing Rabbi Yechanan said? Nisgayru, if they were already megayer, holach achar pogam. Where would that ever be negeya? It would be negeya. These halachas. Amen, moyev, mitzri, adoymi. Where they were megayer, but there's still halachic issues because of whether or not they're mutal lovei b'kal Hashem. Amoinu me'yavi are always also lovei b'kal Hashem. Mitzri and Adoimi are also for two generations. The third door they are allowed to. So what if you have a marriage between an Amoini and a Mitzri? So what is the child? The Mai. So the Gemara just explains. Ilei mebe Mitzri chenas Amoinis. Are we talking about where a Mitzri married an Amoinis? So the Gemara says, Mai pogum shebishneyem ispa. There's no problem because Amoini v'lei Amoinis. She's an Amoinis. She's not a pogum at all. Elo ba Amoini chenas Amitzris. That's where it's negeya. I zocher havi shadya basar amoini. In the keva havi shadya basar mitzris. That's where it's going to be negeya this halacha. So we're going to learn a little bit more Gemara, but I can't speak out a little bit more. Should we speak out a little bit more rate? 5 minutes extra rate or no? How tight are we on time? So let's do the Mishnah. Mamzerin v'nesinin asurin v'isuron iser oylam. A mamzer and a nosin are osur lovoi bekal. V'isuron and their iser is an Isser Oilam. So Mamzer is never allowed to marry into the klal, into the kal, and a Nosin, which is really the topic of tomorrow's daf, is also love of Bekal. Echot, Schorim, Echot, Nekim. Here there's no machlokes. Here everybody agrees that Echot, Schorim, the Echot, Nekim. Omer Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Mamzer is Lacha, Sorah, Doiris, Muteres. But although the Mishnah says that the Isser Mamzer is Echot, Schorim, Echot, Nekim, but a Mamzeres after 10 Doiris is going to be Mutu, love of Bekal. How do you know that? Yalof, Asiri, Asiri, Me'amoni, Me'avi. You learn Exer Shova, Asiri, Asiri, from Amoni, Me'avi. And that's based on the fact that by Mamzer, the Torah says, you had the Pasuk there before. What does the Pasuk say by Mamzer? The Pasuk, Lo Yovei Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yovei Lebekal Hashem. So it says that even the 10th generation is not let it be Bekal Hashem. What about beyond the 10th generation? Doesn't say. Lo Yovei Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yovei. By Amoni Mayavi, it says Lo Yovei Amoni Mayavi Bekal Hashem Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yovei Lehem Bekal Hashem Ad Oilam. There it says Ad Oilam. So we learn Gzeirah Shava Asiri Asiri Mamzer from Amoni Mayavi that just like Amoni Mayavi, it's Lav Dafka Asiri. It's even Ad Oilam. So two Mamzer is going to be Ad Oilam as well. So the Gemara says a nice cheshman. The Gemara says if the makar to Ad Oilam by Mamzer is from Amoni Mayav Amoni Mayavi. We learned Amoini Vile Amoinis, Mayavi, Vile Mayavis. So it can't be then that Mamzer, after 10 generations, is going to be more Chomer than Aminu Mayav. So by Aminu Mayav, the halacha is Amoini Vile Amoinis, Vile Mayavis. Mamzer, too, in a keva after 10 doyers, is going to have to be Mutu Lavi Bakalashem. That's what Reish Lakish said, a very nice cheshbon. Imala Halon Freit Gemar Miyad, Afkan Miyad. Maybe say, Xerishava, that just like Amoini Vile Amoinis, even Miyad. So to hear me out as well. So the Gemara says, "Ki hani gzeirah shava me'asir ve'elach." No, gzeirah shava only works for asir ve'elach. That's the word we're using for the gzeirah shava. But anything pre dor asiri, there that halacha is not going to be true. Why not? Incidentally, so Rashi says because the word mamzer means mumzar, and mumzar implies that even the kevas are going to be asir. That's what the Gemara says. Vanan tanan mamzere v'nasin. Afraid the Gemara, how could Rish Lakish say that? Mamzer after 10 doiros, mamzeres after 10 doiros, give me mutlava bekal Hashem. But we learned in a Mishnah, mamzerin v'nesinim asurin v'isuron iseroilam echad scharim v'echad nekevos. Says the Gemara like Kasha. You're right. Rish Lakish can't argue with a Tana, but Rish Lakish could say that Mishnah is only going according to one shita satana and chas. Oh, command amad doin mino mino. Oh, command the amar doin mino va'oiki. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is if you learn one halacha from another halacha with gezeirah shava, are you now suddenly meshubed to all the halachas of that melamed? Or no, you could just take whatever you want to take, bring it back to your own sugya, and you'll be defined based on the guidelines of your own halacha, your own sugya. So if you hold doin minava uki beasra, hayos by mamzer, there's no halacha of mamzer v'loy mamzeres. So even after the dor asiri, although you only know after the dor asiri from mamzer, but v'uki beasra, the halacha is going to be a mamzeres is going to be asra. However, Reish Lakish said that I hold like the other shita satanoim that doin mina umina. So once you learn after dor asiri from mamzer, the halacha has to be that after dor asiri, it's going to be mamzer v'loy mamzeres. Shalus Rabbi Eliezer. They once asked Rabbi Eliezer, mamzeres lachasor dorimai. What's the halacha with the mamzeres after 10 doyers? Omlemi said mi yiten li dor shlishi v'atareno. Rabbi Eliezer used to speak in riddles sometimes, right? We've had that many times together. We had in Yuma, we had in Sukkah. Tayus over here quotes Sukkah Chav Chesam and Beis. So Rabbi Eliezer again spoke in riddles. He didn't answer the question straight. And he said, halavai, I can meet a third generation mamzer and make that person tahar. So the Gemara says, what did he mean to say? Alma kosavar mamzeres leichai. That mamzerim don't live. That somehow that punishment shamayim. V'chein omer Rav Huna. In fact, Rav Huna said the same thing. Mamzer loy chayi. Freik the Gemara v'anantana. Mamzer masurin v'isurin israelam. Mamzer ma'asur israelam. Incidentally, Masha says, why did the Gemara ask from a Mishnah? Why did the Gemara ask from the Pasuk? It says, derasiri. So clearly Mamzerim could live. Amar Rav Zeru. L'didim rifashem edid Rav Yehuda. No, I heard from Rav Yehuda pshat in what exactly Rav Eliezer and Rav Huna meant when they said that mamzer loy chayi. He meant to say a mamzer that we're unaware of. Meaning, dia. If we know the person's a mamzer chayi. But a mamzer that we don't know is a mamzer, he doesn't live, and the reason is Hashem doesn't want him to create mess everything up, create destroy the yichus of Klal Yisrael. What about the idea of a lo yadia? What if he's someone that some people know of, some people don't know of? Al plus a dori chai, up to three doris, there'll be a kiyum to that family. Tvei lo chai, because up to three doris, people will know he's a mamzer. The few people that know will make sure that this mamzer doesn't marry in. But after three doris, things get forgotten already. People forget. There was once someone who lived in Rav Ami's shchuna, and achriz oled mamzer hava, and he went, Rab Ami did, and he made a hachraz. He said that this person is a mamzer. So the Gemara says, he was crying. He says, you messed me up. Nobody wants to marry me. Amaleh, he said, true, but chayim nasati l'cha. You should be happy. Because till now, you were a suffix mamzer. Nobody knew who you were. Now that people know that you're a mamzer, now do you di chayi, now you have nothing to worry about. Now you will be able to live.
Keep going.
5 minutes?
20 minutes.
That's the next sugya. So just speak out one thing. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Shela Siyavitz, Chelik Aleph Simin Mem Vav, has a shayla. The shayla is, there was a woman who came from Italy, Rome, Italy, that was Megayer. And the question was, is she Muta Lovei B'Kal Hashem, or is she also Lovei B'Kal Hashem? What was his shayla based on? The shayla was based on the fact that Chazal had a Mesorah that the Romans were synonymous with Edom, that they were descendants of Esav, that they had come from Edom. And the Torah says that an Edomi is not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem up to the Dar Shlishi. So it's for that reason, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wasn't sure, what's the halacha? Is this woman treated as an Edomi, that she's now also Lovei B'Kal Hashem, or is she not treated as an Edomi? Maybe she's Mutu Lovei B'Kal Hashem. So you'll tell me the Rambam. The Rambam says, Basan Cheriv U'Bibul Asumois. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden argued that you see clearly that even after Sancheriv, Chazal seemed to know who exactly Edom was. They were the Romans that destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. That was after Sancheriv. So we know who the Romans were, and if they were Edom, and there are many Mekoros to that in Chazal, that it should emerge perhaps that a Roman or an Italian convert today should be also loved by Kal Hashem up until the Dar Shlishi. That was Rabbi Yaakov Emden Shiloh that he discusses in Shelis Yaivitz, and after a tshuva that he writes, he comes out of the Katchila to be machmer, and he's concerned that maybe it could be, it's going to be aser. Now, it's all based on this premise, which is that the Romans were considered to be descendants of Esav, that they were considered to be from Edom. Now, the truth is, there are many makuris to this in Chazal. The Gemara Masechtis, Gittin, Dafnun Zayin of the Beis, and the Sugis of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Al Naru is Bovel, Shom Yashavnu, Gam Bochinu, Bezachreinu Asiyon. And then we say, Zachreinu, Zachar Hashem Levnei Edom, Isyem Yerushalayim, Ha'omrim, Oru, Oru, Ada Yesoyba. Says the Gemara that Dovin HaMelech began, Al Naru is Bovel. And then he concluded, or he resumed by saying, Zachar Hashem Levnei Edom. Bovel, Edom, Malamed, you see from here that Hashem showed David HaMelech Baruch HaKodesh, Churbin Bayis Rishon, V'Churbin Bayis Sheni. Al-Naru is Bovel, Bovel destroyed the first base of Mikdash, and Zchor Hashem Levnei Edom, Edom were the ones that destroyed the second base of Mikdash, as if Edom Esav, they were the Romans, so you see clearly that Rome and Edom were connected. It's Gemara Navi Dezara, Daf Chesamid Beis, where the Gemara discusses that the Yidden were negotiating with the Romans, and they were quoting Psukim and Parshas Vayishlach that talk about Yaakov and Esav clearly working under the impression that the Romans were descendants of Edom, they were descendants of Esav. Tosfos in Masechtas Gittin, Daf Nun Hey, Mabez, right in the beginning of the sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. How does Kamsa Bar Kamsa come into Masechtas Gittin? Right, you ever wonder? Because there's a Mishnah there that talks about this Sekrikun and discusses that there were Roman officers that used to take Yidden's land, they would force them to give them their land, and then they would sell it to other people. Mm-hmm. And the question was whether from a Mekach or Mekach standpoint, it was a Mekach, it wasn't a Mekach. And the Gemara says that when did they do this? Right at the beginning when the events of the Churban began to unfold, and it's through there that the Gemara gets into a discussion of the Churban, and for that reason, every year, Tisha B'Av, you said you learned the Sugi of Kamsa by Kamsa, it comes in Masech Tzgittim because there's a discussion about the Sekrikim. The Mishnah says that they used to do this in Yehuda. It began originally in the Yehuda Chelek of Eretz Yisrael, which is where Yehuda lived. Tosfos there quotes a Yerushalmi that says, why did the Sekrikim begin doing what they did in Yehuda? Why Chelek Shal Yehuda? So he quotes Yerushalmi that the Romans had a Mesorah that Yehuda killed their great-great-great-great-grandfather Esav. And to take revenge, Keneged Yehuda, they went after Shevi Yehuda. Freik Tosfos, everyone knows the story. Anyone who went to Cheder knows the story of Chushim and Dam. Wasn't Chushim and Dam the one who whacked his head? He didn't know what was going on. He was deaf. He missed the whole story by the Maros HaMachpelah. Says Tosfos, maybe you have to say that Chushim hit him, but didn't kill him. Yehuda was the one who actually took him out. Yehuda was the one that killed him. But again, it's based on the rest of the story. But it's based on the same idea that Esav and Edom were related. And that's what Yaakov Emden's tshuva is really based on. But the truth is that from a historical standpoint, it's something that's very, very difficult to understand. Because it's not exactly clear when or where or how Edom and Esav became Roimi. I mean, you don't think of Esav, Zarish al Esav, as being Eastern Europeans. When they settle originally in Har Seir, you're dealing in Petra, Jordan, that's where Edom physically is. How exactly would the people from Edom somehow become the Romans, somehow become the Italians? So just, it's interesting, I researched this years ago, but there are a few interesting Mahalchim, Makaris, and Chazal. I'll just go through them very, very quickly. The last Rashi in Parashas Vayishlach. The pasuk over there is discussing the names of the Alufei Esav. Esav had sons. His sons were all officers. They had positions of prominence. And the pasuk over there is going through the Aluf Yiseis, Aluf Timna, Aluf Alalima, Aluf Elam. The last one is Aluf Magdiel. Actually, the second to last one. Aluf Magdiel, last Rashi. Says Rashi, who's Magdiel? He wrote me. It's Roimi. So you see already connection between Esav and Roimi. Aluf Magdil was Roimi. The Makar to this Rashi is a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. The Ramban in his Pirush al Torah says that he believes Rashi misunderstood Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, but that's a Ramban already. But yeah, the first Makar is a Rashi. Rashi, the last Rashi, Parshas Vayishlach, Aluf Magdil, he Roimi. The Ramban himself in Parshas Vayichi, after the story where Yosef and the brothers take Yaakov and they go bury him in Eretz Yisrael by the Aras HaMachpelah, so the Ramban, and this is the only place, I think, in the Ramban al HaTorah quotes Josephus, but he says as follows. He says that on their way back, Yosef's on his way back with his brothers from burying Yaakov, and they encounter Tzifoy ben Alifas. Tzifoy was Alifas' son. Alifas was the son of Esav. So this is Esav's grandson. Matzinu b'sefer divrei hayovim liYosef ben Gurion, who's sefer Yosefon, and he says he's found it in other history works as well. That on their way back, Tzvoi ben Alifaz ben Esav met the brothers of Yosef, and he started fighting with them. The Ramban himself says that it jives very well with the Gemara Masechtas Soita Daf Yud Gimel that says that it was at that encounter when Yaakov was buried that Esav was actually killed. Esav contested Yaakov's right, or the brothers' right, to bury Yaakov in the Maris Machpelah, not Esav. They had a fight. Esav gets killed during that fight. On his way back, it now makes sense. Word spreads, albeit slowly. And now Eliphaz, his son, Tzvoi, and an army and an entourage, they come and they're going to start up with Yosef because they're upset at what happened. But the Ramban over here says, I'll read it to you inside. Kibot Tzvoi ben Eliphaz ben Esav asimam kitata al ze acha orchu milchama. They fought a war. Vatik bar yad Yosef. Yosef was successful. Vatofsu am mifchar gedudav. He took Tzvoi and his entire entourage as prisoners, and he brought them to Egypt. And they ended up being in jail as long as Yosef was alive. What happened was, after Yosef died, so the kings used to free prisoners. That was always the custom in the ancient world. So when a new king would become king, he would free the prisoners of the previous king to show that that there's a fresh start. Now there's a new boss. There's a new sheriff in town. So that's what he would do. So Tzifoy was let out of prison. He left Egypt. V'holach le'eretz kanfanyo u'molach al kitim b'roimo. And he became the king of Kitim, which is where Roimi is. U'besoiv humlach al kol eretz Italia. He eventually became king over the entire land of Italy. V'hu asher molach rishon al Roimo. He was the first king of Rome. V'hu asher bona ha'echol ha'rishon v'ha'godol ma'asher nivnu b'Roimo. And he built this famous, apparently there was a famous temple in Rome, and he's the one who built it. And then the Ramban says, the Gemara Saita, like we mentioned, so you have a little bit more of the rest of the story, a little more history. Rome was founded by Tzifoy ben Eliphaz ben Esav. So a little bit of a connection here between Esav and between Roimi. The Ramban, in his Kisvei HaRamban, they have the Moshe Rav Kook, two volumes, Kisvei Ramban, this is in the censored Ksavim, but the Ramban, in his Kisvei HaRamban, says that he believes that the reason Chazal linked Roimi and Edom was because the Edomians were the first followers of Yeshe HaNoitzri. So when Yeshe HaNoitzri started doing his thing, his earliest followers, he started in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, that's a fact, and that's where Edom was. It was to the south of Eretz Yisrael, Jordan. So the original followers of Yeshe HaNoitzri were the Edomian. eventually Christianity, Naxos, would become synonymous with Rome. Mm-hmm. And being that the Edomian were the original founders of Naxos, and Naxos was synonymous with Rome, so it's logical then to suggest that Edom somehow became synonymous with Esav, that with Rome. Esav became synonymous with Rome. That's what Ramban says in his Ksavim. I found a beautiful gra in his Pirush on Esther. The gra says, listen to this, here's the home run. The gra says, Basan Cheriv u'bibul asa umois. Chazal had a Mesira that Sancheriv brought Esav to Rami. And in Hanami, there really is no history. History doesn't go back to the times of Esav. But we know everything was all mixed up. That was Sancheriv, who was Mavavel Esa Umois. Chazal had a Mesira that's what they did. What does this have to do with the Yom HaDiyayim of Hanukkah? Not a lot, but it is kedai to mention Eben Ezra says that Roimi and Yavon were really one. We know that there were four Goliaths. There was Golas Bavel, Paros Amadai, Golas Yavon, and Golas Roimi. That's the way Chazal say it in a bunch of different places. That's the way we know the four Goliaths. Eben Ezra says it's a toys. Eben Ezra says that Golas Roimi and Golas Yavon were really one and the same. Roimi Esav was really a hemshach of Golas Yavon. There's a concept of Greco-Roman culture. Roimi and Greece were very much one and the same. Who was the fourth Gaulus then? Who was the fourth Gaulus? And this really is a conversation for another day. The fourth Gaulus was Gaulus Yishmael. The Ramban says, writes, I think it's in his Pirush Al Torah Parshas Chukas, he quotes this Ibn Ezra, and he says that he sees that Ibn Ezra had tremendous negius. Ibn Ezra lived in the Arab world, and he suffered terribly from the oppression of the Arabs, and he says he believes it's for that reason that he was blinded into thinking that Golas Yishmael was one of the four Golas, but he's wrong. It really wasn't the fourth Golas, the Ramban writes this. Golas Yavon was the third Golas. Golas Roimi or Edoim, they really were the fourth Golas. But either way, going back to Rabbi Yaakov Emden Shaila, it's based on the idea that there's a connection between Edoim and Roimi. What connection is there? So we mentioned all these different mahalchim. If you want to see, just interesting, one of the makaris that there's a connection in Esav and Edoim is Rabbi Zohar Dachesam and Beis. If you look in the Agoyis Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself there, he quotes the Ramban in Parashas Vayechi, Svoy ben Alifaz, he quotes the theory of the Ramban, not quoting the Ramban in his Ksavim, that maybe it has a shaychus to the founding of Christianity, but either way, now you know the rest of the story.